we think of it maybe now today as a great big party, an opportunity to eat delicious food and enjoy some music and some dancing. But it's actually rooted in history.
Okay.
Right?
There was an event.
There was an event.
An historic event.
There was an historic event. 1862, okay. Mexico, the outnumbered Mexican army forces defeated the French. And that began this momentum to move the French out of the country and help the country regain, you know, its footing, its roots. Mm-hmm. And it's turned into a day to not only mark that 1862 event, but broader culture, right? And Carlos, you were saying that it's really rooted in music, too, today.
Yeah, it is rooted in music. And if you go back to the origins of Cinco de Mayo, basically late 60s, early 70s, Southern California.
Chicano movement?
Yeah, L.A. to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always about, first of all, celebrating that. But, you know, food, culture, music, it all goes together.
Well, in Denver this weekend, There's this huge event in Civic Center Park,
yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Two stages, a local stage and more of a national headliner stage, and tons of music.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. What I like about it is on Sunday, for example, a lot of people like mariachi music, and they like to be able to go out and hear it outside of the typical restaurant setting.
Yeah.
This is a great opportunity. I'm serious.
Wait, it's real music? It's not just Sunday at the restaurant.
Yeah, okay. These guys are amazing. Mariachi groups are amazing.
Yeah.
You never see them up there with music or anything. They know every tune, okay?
Yeah.
And they play it really well. The Mariachi Festival Extravaganza will be on, I believe, looks like Sunday.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2:30 to 4:40. That's, for me, is the ticket.
Ay la 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 la, ay la la, ay la la, ay la la la.
Mariachi Sol de mi Tierra, which is one of the mariachi groups playing on Sunday, and this band's been considered really the top mariachi group in the state. Mm-hmm. They work with symphonies in different parts of the country, and they've been doing it a long time.
Carrie, I'm hearing classical precision and emotion.
It's amazing. The spirit and the free-flowing nature. I mean, Steve, you and I were talking about this a minute ago. It just makes you feel like you can do it. Like it is something that you can embrace. Well, and I am not going to attempt that here.
Yeah. Well, that yell at the beginning of many mariachi songs, we all think we can do the shout.
Yeah. Well, one of the great joys of experiencing mariachi music, again, back in the restaurant setting, it's not all bad, is that everybody wants to participate, and they go around table to table, as you know. And you throw them a little bit of grease, a few bills, and they allow you to sing with them.
Wow!
The song that you've requested, but you got to be good because people are good in these places.
Yeah,
you know, you got no. If you can't sing, don't sing.
It's my rule.
They might inspire you, but best to stay on the sidelines if the vocal cords aren't warmed up.
Bring your guitar.
Carrie Saldo with Arts District. Details at CincoDeMayoDenver.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see you at Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Andrew Barella, welcome back to KUVF.
Thank you for having me.
News said busy, busy organization, but there's lots going on this weekend with producing another Cinco de Mayo Festival in its 29th year. Yep. I'm looking forward especially to the parade.
Yes.
Which is just this spectacle of colors and children and dresses. Mm-hmm. Andrea, dresses.
I've never seen the parade. I've missed out.
Oh. Yeah. It's been the parade.
I've just been to the big festival, but never seen the parade.
The parade has always been a staple of the event. Always. Even when we were on Santa Fe Drive, we had a parade.
Mm-hmm.
And so this year, we have like over 30 entries, and you know, the North Denver Drumline will kick us off at the front, and the West Denver Color Guard, and We have lots of lowrider cars in it.
Excellent.
Lots of them.
That's what car people enjoy. Yeah, like bring them on.
Over 40 cars or something like that. Something crazy like that. It is very beautiful. The Folklorico dancers, of course, are a staple. They perform on both the stages, the main stage particularly, on both days in the morning, and that's put together by Fiesta Colorado and Jeanette Trujillo's group.
Andrea Borrello from NewsEd, and tell us about this organization, NewsEd, which, unless you know Santa Fe, they have no idea what what roots you have in the community.
Yeah. So NewsEd Community Development Corporation is a 42-year-old nonprofit, and what we do is economic development, really in the form of affordable housing. We build affordable rental housing developments, and we also provide counseling for, you know, folks, low and moderate income folks who are looking to purchase their first home, but go about it the right way. You know, we give a lot of financial education. We really help people with, developing their credit and that kind of thing, but we also,
and that's really important now with the market,
especially
the
now.
Oh yeah,
yes, it's very difficult nowadays. But we really believe in education, and so we do that, and then we also provide foreclosure assistance. We hook up with the Colorado Foreclosure Hotline, and which was a big deal, you know, when we had the crash, and so we were able to assist a whole lot of people. And then we also do business development. We have Denver's only retail incubator program on Santa Fe. And we also have a new program called Lending Circles, which are fantastic new program.
Is that micro-enterprise?
Sort of. Yeah. Basically, it's like a social loan. It's zero interest. People get together. They form a circle, right? We secure it. And they're able to take use of a loan and pay it back all within the term of the circle.
Andrea Borrello, NewsEd, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.